Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
It is often said that the abuse of substances such as ganja and tobacco or even alcohol can have a negative impact on the human body. But how much of an effect do they have on the minds of young adolescents? We explore that issue in today's program. I am Prince Moore. Stay with us. A 2014 survey conducted by the National Council on Drug Abuse, the NCDA, among Jamaican inmates found that the average age for first-time use of ganja was 15 years, for alcohol 16 years, and age 17 for tobacco. The survey also showed that 75% of inmates reported having used the ganja at some point in their lifetime. Executive Director of the NCDA, Michael Tucker, says there's a direct correlation between drug use, particularly ganja, and criminal behavior. He notes that the use of drugs, and in particular ganja, can negatively impact individuals, especially at a young age.
We feel that any drug use can cause problems, and ultimately there's a cycle that drug use causes, especially with a young person.
The executive director outlines some major issues that arise from ganja use by young persons.
There's one, cognitive, that affects the brain and development, and therefore the potential for that person to really excel academically and otherwise is stymied because of the drug use.
Mr. Tucker says there are problems in terms of continuation of education following drug use, as many times students would not do well in school or be expelled for poor performance.
There are problems in terms of society and the educational system, and often the drug use will cause them to either not do well in school or they may be kicked out of school. Either of those things results in problems and eventually them ending up in a situation where they may have to hustle or they end up on the corner and end up in the wrong type of company, and the cycle continues, and therefore often they segue into gang association or association with peers that don't really help them along the way but help them into a life that may end up in crime.
Here's an important fact.
People who are predisposed to mental illness will have problems if they use ganja. Those who already have mental illnesses, it will be exacerbated because of ganja use. The young brain should not be exposed to ganja. It affects the development of the brain, and there are problems that are associated with that.
Mr. Tucker says another issue is the motivational syndrome, characterized by loss of initiative and loss of interest in anything except the drug.
Because it has psychoactive substance, often the person is high, they don't really focus on anything except the drug, and they end up just smoking, getting irie, for Jamaican terminology, just thing, nothing bothers them, they don't worry about anything, and they just end up in that cycle, and often that is what they're stuck in.
Instead of engaging in drug use, it's recommended that persons take advantage of opportunities provided for skills training and other meaningful activities which could enable them to become more marketable and ultimately earn a living.
Life skills at an early age can help a youngster to realize that there's hope, there's an opportunity, and there are alternatives to what they think is what life has to offer. And we need to really work with them through that. So it has to start from an early age.
Executive Director of the NCDA, Michael Tucker. Already, the NCDA has launched a public education campaign on ganja use. The campaign is seeking to discourage irresponsible ganja use and to protect vulnerable persons, including children, pregnant women, and persons with mental disorders. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio with studio engineer Andre Palmer. I'm Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.